and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Allison Keyes.
The bill is passed.
The U.S. House just voted to avert a government shutdown, passing House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's 45-day spending bill with strong Democratic support. Now it is headed for the Senate. Here is the vote.
On this vote, the yeas are 335, the nays are 91. Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended. The bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Thousands more striking UAW workers are on the picket lines now. CBS's Michelle Miller.
More than 7,000 auto workers at Ford's Chicago assembly plant and a GM plant near Lansing, Michigan, walked off the job Friday. Roughly 25,000 workers are on the picket lines in 21 states. On Friday, the UAW president warned he'll widen walkouts again if the big three do not make substantially improved contract offers, which address pensions and higher pay.
The weather is much better in New York City now after heavy rain yesterday caused flooding that meant some had to be rescued from their apartments. Several subway and commuter rail lines were knocked out, and a terminal at LaGuardia Airport was closed for hours. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
It is the most rain ever recorded in a single day at a place like JFK, ever. Not just this summer, not this year, but ever.
Nebraska's new law restricting gender-affirming care for people under the age of 19 takes effect this weekend. KMTV reporter Aaron Hegarty with more.
Timothy Tesmer is the state's new chief medical officer and ear, nose, and throat specialist. The law assigns him with crafting the specifics of when minors under 19 can be prescribed puberty blockers and hormones. The law goes into effect October 1st, but those specifics are not in place.
Hope you were wearing comfortable shoes to stand in long Powerball lines.
The latest Powerball lotto is nearly $1 billion. Tonight's drawing is the ninth largest jackpot after 30 drawings with no winner. The estimated $960 million prize is for a sole winner who chooses an annuity with annual payments over 30 years. But people usually take the lump sum. Federal taxes eat into those earnings, and some states also tax big lotto wins. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Police say multiple people were killed overnight in a chemical truck accident in Illinois. People have been evacuated over a toxic and corrosive ammonia leak. It happened about 92 miles away from Springfield, which is the state's capital. Police say brave first responders are on the scene trying to contain it and keep people safe. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need invitations and posters printed, and they have to be perfect.
I need beautifully bound booklets and presentations for my business.
Your invitations and booklets will be in captivating color and will be done right every time. That's Staples' Print Big Promise. And right now at Staples, get $50 off your print purchase of $150 or more. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 10/14. Exclusions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details.
O'Reilly. Get ultimate durability and extreme weather performance with Rain-X Advantage wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase a pair of Rain-X Advantage wiper blades and save $10, plus get 2x O Rewards points. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
I could see a scenario where Trump squeaks by again. Will people on the left be willing to accept that?
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Thank you.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows level off around 61, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach out to 84.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
And the bass keeps running, running, and 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 running.
What is up, Wisconsin? And you're listening to Raised in Wisco on 540 AM WAUK. Joel Clayfish co-hosting the show with my good friend Danielle Fairman.
Oh, you're co-hosting?
I had to pop off my headphones because I was getting some feedback going on there. Anya in the studio.
Hey, great job, by the way. It over there. Thank
you. Anastasia filling in for the show just ahead of us. She did a great job. That was fantastic. I enjoyed listening to that. You were really good.
You did? Thank you.
Yeah,
I definitely did.
That was good stuff. Man, I have to tell you, I have had the wackiest week ever. Got back from New York on Monday.
Yeah, a short weekend trip.
A weekend trip to the Adirondacks in New York. Hunting the molt migration with the Fowl Life, Chad Belding and a bunch of folks up there, Nick McNamara at Basswood Lodge. Absolutely fantastic. Unbelievable. Slam the geese. I mean, come out of the blind with our stomachs absolutely sore from laughing.
You know, that's the best kind.
That is the best. That is just the greatest. Mm-hmm. Had a fantastic week at the legislature. I'm just going to put this out there just because I'm so excited about it. Had a bill that's going to help people in wheelchairs get their wheelchairs fixed. Passed the Senate committee. It was in 5-0. So we've got legislators doing the right thing. That made my day.
Good.
Had an awesome time doing that. Hunted geese this morning with Kyle and Mike.
Ooh.
And Mike shot a double-banded goose with a GPS neck collar last week on a hunt. I wasn't on that hunt. It just absolutely kills me.
I could go for that right now.
Time.
I could definitely go for that right now.
You know,
we both brought our calls in.
We
so.
Did bring our calls in.
We're those people.
That's right, baby. Call them in from wherever they are. I've become
inside the studio. We got them. Shoot them.
I thought that since I hunted for as long as I have now, that I would start thinking, you know, getting up at 3 a.m. would start getting old. I am more excited about goose hunting and waterfowl hunting than I ever have been.
Good.
It's
once you start getting tired of it, that's when you need to start worrying.
I'm absolutely obsessed. And I have this thing now, like bands. To me, like bands are a trophy, yes, but they're literally an artifact. They're literally a historical artifact. I shot a band this year, and it was from a goose that was older than 10 years old.
No way. How do I not know this story yet?
Well, because I'm just telling you on the air, Danielle. Just got back for God. Understand the craziness of our lives. I mean, we're running all over the place. And I have to tell you, and I'm going to tell you the name Kathy Armstrong, because this woman is an absolute hero. You know the A-Team, the disability network that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
We started the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series. Robin Kennedy from the Kennedy Clown, our five loyal listeners from Oconomowoc. She and I conceived of the A-Team Adventure Series. We take folks with disabilities, get them into the outdoors, have them participate in the outdoors. And it has been just fantastic. It has blown up. Just drove straight here from Crystal Lake Park in Beaver Dam, where we did an outdoor adventure series about cooking. We made those, remember those little tinfoil things where you'd put the meat and the vegetables in? We made pizza pudgy pies with venison. Ooh. With, oh my gosh, with ground venison. It was so delicious. Awesome. Everybody had a great time. It was so delicious. I, of course, ate more than I should. But watching people get into the outdoors and do something they've never done is so exciting to me.
It's so rewarding.
I cannot contain myself.
Good.
It was so much fun. Had such a great time. Opening of the duck season is Saturday.
Northern opener was last weekend. Super Northern, dry up north.
Did you go up there?
I went up there, yes, but I didn't shoot anything. I didn't see a darn thing. Well, I saw, but they never came towards me. Well, and plus, I only got to hunt for one day because I worked 60, almost 65 hours last week. So,
oh, jeez. Yeah. You're never going to be on your deathbed and say, I wish I would have worked
well,
more.
See, construction, I have off 3 months out of the year. So
that's true. And you do have off during the time that you can hunt.
Yep. So I'll put it in now because it's okay. Hot and nasty and I hate hot weather. It's fine.
If you're joining us tonight and if you're new listeners out there, because you're going to be listening to the single hottest football high school player in the state. He is absolutely on fire right now. Mm-hmm. His numbers are out of control. Second time high school player of the week in the entire state. He's going to be on the show. Civic Media does a lot with high school football around the state. Not mm-hmm. only do we have the number one team, although I'm going to argue Kettle Moraine's the number one team, but they're in different divisions. Sussex Hamilton's the number one team right now. Tyler Hatcher, this kid is on fire. You're going to have to hear from him personally. We have an exclusive here on WAUK 540 AM, raised in Wisco. He's in the studio with us. He's going to be joining us at 7:30. But in the meantime, I'm going to break ranks, Anya.
What?
Now, is that a new nickname or is that something?
No, that's an old nickname.
It.
Yeah.
I like it. And you, and
me too.
I heard you say you were Polish.
I more did that. So the song I played before is the only song I've ever heard that has my nickname in it.
Ah.
It's Hollywood by Marina and the Diamonds. And she says she is a Polish girl in America. Tall, tan, hot, blonde called Anya. Look, almost 90% of that doesn't apply, but it's my name. So
you know what?
It's all you, Anya.
I'm
going to
say
Anastasia.
Good Anya.
I get that one a lot.
Good Anya.
Oh, man.
Good Anya. You get it?
I did it. Yeah. It's better than what I used to get, which is people thought my nickname was Onion. So.
Onion?
Yeah, I got that one a lot.
Well, you could just say I have so many layers.
Well, good one, good one.
Thank you. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
In order to know what I'm like, you have to get past my appeal. I don't know. That's an Onion joke too, isn't it? They're both dad jokes. That's all I know. Hey, I'm so excited about talking to Tyler Hatcher and what has gotten to him to this point. But I'm going to break rank right now. How much time we have left before the break? We got a few minutes left yet?
Yeah, you've got like 6.5 minutes.
Perfect.
Yes.
I'm going to this show is so jam-packed. I'm bringing in the guests right off the bat.
I'm super
Jessica
excited.
Jessica and...
Well, what? What? Why'd you stop?
Jessica Ann and I hunted together on opening of goose season this year. Jessica Ann, mega superstar of the wild rice race. Wild race. Jessica Ann's here. What is happening? We hunted together on opening day goose season. It was a barn burner, barrel burner. What did we have? Like a 12-man limit?
12-man limit.
11 man limit. It was awesome.
It was amazing.
What is up with you? What are you doing?
I kept watching
right now?
Those Snapchats while I was at work. I was so like happy
in the
and
moment.
Sad and happy and angry. Like, oh, I should be there.
Well,
but I wasn't.
One of the coolest things, I mean, I'm on a show on the Outdoor Channel. You're on a show on the Outdoor Channel. So we kind of have that solidarity in mind. And for people like us who do the outdoors because we love it, but then we also do it as part of our careers. This is the time in the state of Wisconsin to be out there and just enjoying it. And frankly, you know, you got to make hay when the sun shines too, and the sun is shining. So what have you been up to?
So this season, we really kicked it off. Obviously, opening day, I was hunting with you, Joel, and we were pretty busy. I started, as you guys know, for those who, this is their first time listening in, I've been on the show a few times, but my show and what I do is actually I get kids involved in the outdoors. So I kicked off this season with our youth waterfall event, and so that was really fun. One of our newer sponsors, McMiller Sports Center, we hosted the field education day. So it's really cool. You know, we had a total of 5 kids this year. So on September 9th, we had like the whole morning, all these kids that were chosen for that opportunity. We really wanted to not just take them out for the hunt, right? We really want to really encompass them and give them the opportunities and education as much as possible. So that day we did everything from reviewing hunter safety, some gun firearm education, did some live fire, really wanted to make sure that they were able to operate and handle a firearm safely before we go in the field. We had duck calls there with duck call seminar. They got brand new acrylic duck calls donated by my sponsor, which was really fun. Slayer calls. And then we had, we ended up having Cara there with Woodrow Gun Dogs. So she brought her dogs there. We really got the kids involved with understanding the concept of the dogs and their role in the waterfowl hunting. And then we had the guides who were there. So Feet Down Guide Service with Cody Ferrari. So he was there. They brought the blinds, the decoys, all the things, and really set it up to like give them like little mini crash courses. And then we put it all together in a mock scenario. They had blanks in their guns. They were laying in the layout blinds or the A-frames. We had the dogs. We had fresh ducks there. It was great. And so we were able to really mimic a hunt as much as possible in a very safe scenario. So then the following weekend, we actually took them out hunting for the statewide Wisconsin Youth Waterfowl Weekend.
Oh, that's exciting.
So yeah, so September 16th and 17th, we took some kids. So the one day, Saturday, we took a young boy and his father for his first goose hunt. And it was awesome. He got his first goose. Yay. So being a part of that was really awesome, very fun, memorable that he could share also with his father, who is very passionate in waterfowl hunting. And then the next day we took the other remaining 4 kids with scheduling. We tried to split it up, but that was a rough one. Those kids were troopers. It was absolutely like atrociously raining the entire time.
Oh, but that's the worst.
Kids, I mean, it was downpouring, but these kids were troopers and they stood through it. None of the ducks would like come close, but they did amazing and they had a blast and not one single kid complained. And they're all still very grateful for the opportunity. We still want to get them out again this year, but definitely it's been a very jam-packed doing that. And then this upcoming weekend, I have on Sunday our youth pheasant hunt. So we're taking 3 kids for that, and that'll be at Wern Valley in Waukesha.
Okay. Oh, wow. You know what I seem? This is all fantastic stuff.
Yeah.
Guess what's missing?
Me?
No,
hunting?
No. Well, it's always better to, you know, it's always fun to hunt. But I think what's missing in the youth waterfowl events that you're doing at these places is a cooking segment.
Exactly. They need to know what to do after.
You know
plug
what I'm
yourself in.
Look, yes. I am not fat by coincidence. Okay? Do you understand that? It is not a it is a direct result of I put in my mouth.
All the food.
Food is my favorite dish.
Yes.
And you have that one goose there. I'm just saying, I think maybe we should do some coordinating. And next year, you should have food be a part of it and make something out of whatever wild game is harvested.
So I think that would be great because usually for those field education days, too, and or for the actual field hunts, we actually try to provide food for them. So I think that would be a great opportunity. Or even on Sunday, you know, when we have like our youth pheasant one, being able to provide food for these families that come and are part of that experience, to be able to provide, you know, some wild game.
That'd
be
fantastic.
I think that's a great idea. And don't go anywhere. We have got Tyler Hatcher, the number one high school football player in the state, coming up at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, what's up next for the wild race? Join us at 844-967-2789. You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman. We'll be right back.
Let's get ill, that's the deal. At the gate, we'll bring the bug.drill. Just lose your mind, this is the time. Your kids stand still, twist and bang your spine. Just bob your head like me, Apple D. Up inside your club or in your Bentley. Get messy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiatech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over 3 decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
Where are my green and golds? Let me hear you holler. Experience the game at Jammers Bar and Grill. Receive celebratory shots when our team scores and enjoy $2 domestic beers. Don't rock the couch when you can be tailgating and cheering on our team at Jammers Bar and Grill. A proud supporter of Pet of the Week, Thursdays at 9 a.m. on WFHR. Jammers Bar and Grill at 2810 Eagle Road, Wisconsin Rapids. Your game day headquarters for fun, friends, food, and drinks.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Welcome back to Rage Team Whisper. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman. We've got Jessica Ann in the studio from the Wild Race. We went into the break talking about youth, getting the youth into hunting. And you folks who listen to this show and know anything about it know the most important thing to me is getting new hunters, new anglers out into the woods and the outdoors of Wisconsin. And, you know, I'm super jacked to say that I just came from an event that works on getting folks with disabilities out into the outdoors, which is also important. But I want to talk about food for a second. I just, in New York, I made something for the first time, and this led me to understand there's a difference between dumplings depending on where you are.
And dumplings?
Dumplings. What is a dumpling to you?
It goes in chicken and dumpling soup, a little flour rolled up in a little thingamabobber and strap it in there. And chicken and dumpling soup, that's all I got.
So is dumpling more like a noodle to you?
No, it's, what's that?
Jessica, what's a dumpling to you?
Gnocchis.
Gnocchis.
Yeah. It's like a potato.
Yeah, a gnocchi is a potato dumpling.
Not a potato. It's like a, yeah.
No, gnocchi's potato, yep.
Yeah, it's a potato dumpling. Yeah. I've made them since I was a child. My mom's first generation American from Italy. I can make those literally from scratch. I mean, they're so good. But like four of them will make you gain 700 pounds.
Like a pierogi? Isn't that like
a pierogi is a Polish dish that is actually stuffed.
Yeah.
And pierogies are stuffed with mashed potatoes, sometimes with types of sausage. Mm-hmm. They're like the Polish version of a ravioli almost.
Interesting.
Kind of. Pierogies
okay.
are.
Okay.
Pierogi.
Back to this.
But that's
what it is. Back to this dumpling.
Pierogi. I used to feed my grandchildren pierogies in the old country. That's my, I don't know what accent that was. It's just a something.
We were all here for it.
Jessica, what is a dumpling to you?
Oh.
Well, what is a dumpling?
It's like flour.
Right.
It's just flour, and then it's like, just like a...
Like a thick,
like a thick
chewy noodle-ish.
Yeah,
kind
like
of
a
thing.
Thick, chewy
so
noodle.
So when I grew up, chicken and dumplings was like the baked dumpling, like the Bisquick dumpling, like almost like a biscuit
kind of.
But not crusty.
Yeah.
You know, like a moist, biscuity thing in the soup.
Biscuity thing.
Perfect.
No.
Okay, so where is this dumpling story going?
Because
this moist dumpling.
wild Canada goose dumplings in New York for the guys and the crew and the hunters. And it turned out absolutely incredible. But then it started an argument as to what dumplings are. So when I looked up like Bisquick dumpling, it was just the same as the thing I made. I made these dollops of Bisquick on top of this essentially stew or the gravy with the meat in it. And then I let them steam in there, and then I finished them off in the Traeger, so they got a little bit crusty on the top.
Yum. What did you do? So opening day, you made goose breakfast burritos.
Yes.
Those were amazing.
Yes.
I've never had goose. Everyone's like, you know.
You never had goose?
No. Like that. Like shredded goose.
Yeah, everybody thinks goose is gross, and it is so good.
It was so delicious.
If you just make it the right way. And the way I make it is with an Instant Pot, but it's really, really breaking down the wild, gamey taste is about three things. Heat over time does it. Physically grinding, so if you grind your goose into ground meat, that does it. And then an acid counteracts the pH, which is, you know, in the enzymes of the meat. So I do all, I put those in a crock pot with lemon or lime juice. I put oil in there. When it cooks all the way through, you shred it, and then you stir it in there. And then the stock that's in there, the natural stock that's made, will absorb back into it, make it slippery like pulled pork almost.
So delicious.
It was whatever you did. It was amazing.
Well, that's,
I made
thank you.
Goose You're welcome. Mexican lasagna 2 days ago.
You showed up.
That sounds,
it was
that sounds
delicious.
Amazing.
Delicious. Delicious.
Mexican lasagna is kind of a contradiction of terms, though.
Yeah, isn't a Mexican lasagna just a quesadilla, or am I completely
no,
wrong?
No, it was. So you layer it with like you would with lasagna, but instead of noodles, it's corn tortillas.
Oh,
so that's why. Yeah,
it is so good.
Did you see the
so
label?
That's like a that's like a Mexican pizza.
Yeah.
It's not Mexican, real air. It's not really Italian, which is pizza, but it's you use a tortilla shell and crispy as the crust instead.
Mexizania.
I do have to admit, Taco Bell is not it's not Mexican food.
No.
But it's really good.
It's dog food.
It still tastes good. Mexican pizza. It's not dog food.
Why can't we say that?
It's not dog food.
What's
it's
not
totally dog food?
Dog food. It's totally grade D human food, okay? Jeez. Oh, my gosh. Hey, real quick, because the break's already almost on us.
What's 2 minutes.
What can we expect to see in this season of the Amazing Race?
The Amazing Wild Race.
The Wild
Race.
The
Wild
Rice Race. No. You know, I said that on purpose, because of Wisconsin's Wild Race traditions.
No.
What can we expect to see this season on the Wild Race?
So we have our youth event.
Listen, you guys can't team up on me,
We can.
No. You can't. No, you can't team up on.
We always can.
Yeah. Well, this show made us friends. I did not know her until she came on.
This is true. But anyways, it's gonna be crazy. We have lots of waterfall adventures all across. I think there's a total of 10 different states we're hitting this year. We are supposed to go out west. Unfortunately, between work and everything, we're still trying to figure out some of those details. For the archery elk and archery mule deer. Otherwise, we have
what state?
Idaho.
I'm going out. Mule deer hunting for the first time
Are
in
you?
My life to Wyoming. I'm trying to. I hope it fits
Yay!
In between things. I drew a tag, like a 1 in 1,000 tag.
Joel, that's amazing.
I'm going to John Nen's place, as a matter of fact.
Awesome.
He's the one who brought in Tyler Hatcher. Isn't it crazy how everything
Small
is connected
world.
In
yes.
this world?
Yes. It's incredible.
It's